Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 1st of February, 2012. So thank you very much for joining me today. And what news do I have to bring you today? Well, we have now, I think, over 20 NLP for Kids practitioners dotted around the country as a result of the events that we've been running over the last couple of months. So we have been very fortunate to have the pleasure of travelling to London, obviously, also Birmingham and Manchester, where we picked up another couple of licensees over there. And on the 10th of February, we will be back in London once again, promoting the work of NLP for Kids. So if you're able to come along, it would be great to see you there. It's going to be held in Kensington in central London. And in order to find out more about the work that we do, then head on over to NLP for Kids and click on the Join Us button. There is a very, very special opportunity, which, and I say this now, this only stands at this moment in time, so February 2012, this could change, but the offer right now is if you sign up to join the NLP for Kids team and you are not an NLP practitioner already, we will fund your NLP practitioner training so that you don't have to. So you basically get your full accredited NLP training for free, included as part of the NLP for Kids package. So it's a really, really great deal. If you're an NLP practitioner or above already, then we have other things to give you as bonuses in order to incentivize you to come along and join us. So what else is new? The other new thing is that I will be running my last Master Practitioner training this year. Yes, the last NLP Master Practitioner training course. I am not doing any more. There's a few reasons why, and the main one is that it's a long course. Our NLP Master Prac training is 13 days long, and that's a big commitment when our NLP for Kids stuff is keeping us so busy. And obviously we're running practitioner trainings for some of the NLP for Kids licensees as well. So I just can't squeeze it in, really. It's just too big a commitment. So my last Master Practitioner course will be this year in 2012, in November. I know a few of you have signed up to it already, so I very much look forward to seeing you there. But for the rest of you, if you are interested in doing your Master Prac training course and you'd like to do it with me, you have to do it this year. That means that we, of course, are offering some rather special prices. So it's well worth you contacting us in the office to find out what those may be, as a bonus for it being our last ever Master Prac. And the office number is the 0845 3192666 number. So coming up later on in the show today, we are going to be looking at a topic which I have a sneaky feeling I might have covered this at some stage before, but if I have, we're covering it again. And I did have a quick look through the resources at all the previous articles. I couldn't see it in there, so I think we're gonna risk it. This Today's show is going to be all about the positives in and away from. And by an away from, what I'm talking about there are actually Master Practitioner content, funnily enough, meta programs. So the way in which you like to respond to instructions and take in information can either be that you like to focus on the towards, so the positives, or that you focus on the away froms, which are obviously perceived to be sometimes a little bit more negative, in that they tell you what it is that you're trying to avoid, as opposed to what it is that you're aiming towards. So the article today is all about that, because I think that away froms get a little bit too much grief I think that away froms are not necessarily always bad. And the reason why I say this is because there is at times a misconception, I would say, in the world of NLP, that if you know what it is you don't want, then you're focusing on what is negative and you're therefore more likely to end up getting it. But actually, there are some circumstances when it's really important for you to know what you don't want. So the article is all about finding the balance between what you do want and what you don't want. If indeed you want to go and see the written version of the article, there's a couple of ways in which you can do that. One way is to be subscribed to our newsletter, and then you'll get up-to-date information about things like new articles and new events that we have coming up. So go to the People Building website and pop your details in the subscribe to our newsletter box on that page there. Or you can read the article straight off the page. So if you go to the resources section of the website and then to the articles section, you will see all of our previous articles plus the most recent one will be right there in front of your own eyes. And you can read it that way too. Or indeed, you may rather enjoy seeing my wonderful face if you go over to our YouTube channel, which is of course YouTube/people building, then you can see me sharing the article via video, and I'll talk you through it that way instead. So what we like to do is to make sure that you get the information that you need using a variety of different media. Some people like to hear it, some people like to read it off the page, and some people, for some strange reason, quite like looking at my face when I'm reading it. So do whatever floats your boat. So that is coming up after the break. And before we get to the break, the final thing I will be sharing with you today is that I will soon be saying farewell to my assistant Sophie, who has been with me for the last 12 months. And Sophie's going to be going on to a really fab job with a bank. And so I think working for the likes of People Building and NLP for Kids has been an excellent springboard to take her on to better things. She's only 20 years old, so she's done fantastically well to have achieved everything she's achieved with me and to be able to go and apply that elsewhere now. So when I speak to you next time, I will be preparing for the start of my new assistant, who is called Jackie. She's a lovely lady. And next time you ring into the office, certainly if it's after the 1st of March, you may well be speaking to me, or indeed you could be speaking to the new lady Jackie. So please make her feel very welcome and part of the People Building team. Anyway, time for a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about away froms. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so as promised, today's article is about the positives in an away from. Think positive and always look on the bright side. Focus on what you want. Whatever you think, the universe will send your way. Your thoughts become things. Rubbish. I've consistently focused on a new car while still cherishing the old one for continually to start each day for the last 4 years, and I still haven't got one. How long specifically does it take for a thought to manifest into a thing? And can I just add in as well that I had this very conversation with a friend of mine on Saturday, how I don't dislike the car that I have. The car that I have serves me very well. But if I happen to be in my car thinking or talking out loud about getting a new one, I actually feel a little bit guilty and start to stroke the steering wheel. So what then of all the so-called negative thoughts I have on a day-to-day basis? If I think I should put my seatbelt on in case I crash, am I manifesting a crash for the future, which I then need to take responsibility for because I thought about it and brought it into my awareness? I remember once teaching a room full of NLP practitioners and master practitioners and giving them rules for the room, which was a list of, whilst in the room, do not do this. And two people on the course objected to the don't do this list because they felt it wasn't very NLP to focus on what we didn't want. The truth is, there are plenty of times when knowing what you do not want is as important, if not more so, than what you do want. I do not ever want to experience a plane crash. But I'm glad someone has dedicated their life's work into formulating the plans of what steps to take should one occur. Did that person die in a plane crash as a result of thinking about them so much? What about hairdressers who mix hair colours in a particular way because they want to avoid giving the customer green or orange hair? Does it happen because they are thinking about it? Do the people who fit ABS brakes continuously drive into lampposts when they're on the road? Knowing what you need to avoid can be both useful and important. More than that, it is sometimes the driver for diverting your attention towards what you do want instead. Sometimes people forget the final step of being diverted to what they want, and this is obviously a problem. But if there's a clear balance between what you don't want and what you do, this should keep the affirmations positive, but importantly, realistic too. What does an NLPer say when their child is about to run out in front of a bus? That's a lovely walking style. To make it even better when crossing the road, wait until the bus has passed. But overall, it's lovely to see you being so independent. Whereas most others say, stop! Don't cross the road when there is a bus coming or you will get run over. The NLPers will all be worrying about the unconscious not processing the negatives in that sentence. But there are times when we must focus on what we want to avoid. Back it up with details about what you want and feedback positively when you see those results happening. Don't rule out the away froms. Being negative isn't always negative, especially if it's backed up with a positive. And there we go. That is the reason why there are sometimes positives in negatives and something for us all to take from the away froms. Don't be scared of away froms, NLP people. They're there to serve you. There's something you can learn from them. Just make sure you get the balance right.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so would be interested in hearing your responses to the away from stuff. Best thing to do in order to give me those responses these days is to hop on over to the People Building website, find the article, or indeed this podcast where it's listed in the podcast section on the website. And at the very bottom, there is a little area where you can add your comments. And providing that they're not rude or offensive in any way, then your comments will be approved and will then start showing up underneath the article or the podcast in question so that you can begin to share your thoughts and ideas about the work that we're doing and the stuff that I'm saying. And also, you can read the comments of other people because sometimes, they make comments that you might not agree with. So it's well worth you responding to those people and putting them straight if you think that they have not quite got the right idea. Anyways, as I mentioned, it is now that point in the show where it is time for you to get yourselves comfortably relaxed. So remember that you should not listen to this section of the show if you're currently driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everybody else now, it is time for you to begin to comfortably relax. So allow your body to assume a lovely, comfortable, relaxed position. And just shuffle around, stretch out, and release any tension in your body. And then, just as soon as you're ready, you can let your eyes stare out to a spot in front of you. And do your very, very best not to blink until those eyes become so dry and so tired that you just want to blink. And as soon as you blink, you can close those eyes. And as your eyes are closed now, your body becoming more and more relaxed, more comfortable, more peaceful, and more calm. Allowing your mind to relax and drift down. Into a wonderfully comfortable position. And as your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. And your thoughts will begin to quiet. And as those thoughts quiet, and your body drifts down into a comfortable place. Your mind can be open to becoming even more positive. Even more relaxed. And those positive thoughts make it so much easier for you to think in a realistic way allowing you to be aware of the things you need to avoid. Whilst knowing what it is you want to achieve, can achieve. Will achieve. Because your mind is focused. And tuned in to knowing what it is you want, what it is you need, and the things that will take you in the right direction where you want to go. Always on your way. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now and wide awake. So thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast. The next show will be on the first Wednesday of March, which will be Wednesday the 7th of March. So I very much look forward to speaking to you then. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.